It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, thanks for coming back because this segment, I'm a doctor, I'm an ND, and we can talk about all the other segments today, like stress-induced nutrient depletion or skinny fat and body composition and all that stuff. Or like when Jacob and I just talked about Dr. Teitelbaum, more of an idea of how you can respond to stressors instead of maybe reacting to them and how we can decrease our own internal sense of stress doing that. But I think all of these things, really play a difference in our health, our overall health, because as a naturopathic doctor, I'm all about treating the whole person. What does that mean? So sure, people come in with physical manifestations of things, but I need to understand a lot about that person. How do they think? How do they learn? What's their story in life? How are they going to adhere to maybe something that I recommend? What's their compliance? Do they have the resources? And what are their beliefs, their thoughts, their attitudes? I need to not only know their vital signs and any sort of physical examination I need to do or laboratory examination I need to do. I need to know all of those things too about who they are, because in treating the whole person, there is a whole person sitting in front of me. And if I leave out one aspect of it, mind, body, spirit, etc., I just don't feel like I'm doing my job. So I think that one of the biggest things in my life, especially as I get older, that I notice is that I'm much more of a creative cause when I feel something going wrong than I am a victim. Because I got to tell you, it's so easy for us as humans to sort of get tribal warfare on our side, meaning, to kind of create the tribe that has the same feelings you do, and completely offer validation for how you're feeling and collude with others if something's going wrong. And I had an incident that came up this week, so I'm going to share that with you. But this whole idea of are you a victim or a creative cause came up for me. And I think I came up with this myself. I have to be careful because, you talk to so many people and I read so much. So it's like, oh my gosh, did I come up with that or did I steal it from somewhere? But it was way back. I was a bachelor degree nurse before I went to naturopathic medical school. And I was, I worked in Kent County, Michigan. It was this lovely assertive community treatment, meaning it was a research project that came out. It was so brilliant. And I think that it could really help all of our mental health issues and health industry issues with mental health if this would return. But people would get stabilized in a hospital after they were, it's called a 5150, or you get, sort of petitioned in the hospital because you're not well, or you're going to have a chance to hurt yourself or somebody else, stabilize on medications, and then let go to the no resources that they had. And we then would create all of these resources. And it was such a cool job. And I think I just went off on a tangent, but I was the nursing coordinator there for a while. And I just loved it. But, I think the only constant is change. We all know that. The only constant is change. And sometimes that's a savior. If you really remember that, sure, it can be hard. Change can be grueling. I have a Taurus moon. I hate change. But it's the only constant. It's happening all the time. But if you're in a poor spot where you're feeling blue or dark, just remember, things are changing, okay? The only constant is change. And so, when institutions evolve or grow, there are things that are changing. Sometimes it doesn't leave a lot of people happy. Well, this particular instance, I said to this woman who was bitching a lot, I think I can say that, a lot about what was going on in our center. And I was the nursing coordinator. And I was fairly young back then. And she was older than I. And I said to her, listen, we can either be a victim of these changes or a creative cause. How can the things that are happening to us that we seem to be locking in and really, digging in our heels, how can we actually provoke to change and grow ourselves? How can we get more creative in responding to these changes? And that's exactly what I think is a more powerful way to go about change, especially if you're not happy with it. I mean, certainly as human beings, there is something about it, being able to collude with somebody, like I said. So I had this thing happen to me where there's a part of my community that has offered so much social and emotional stimulation for me for over the last couple of years. I mean, it's one of the best things I've ever been a part of, and things just, I started to change a bit. And I wasn't feeling the same sense of support or belonging that I once did. And it kind of just felt like my heart was leaving. And I mean, I guess this could be any relationship, right? With a person or with a community, social, you know, structure or what have you. So maybe it was just me too, or the natural progression of how change happens and what's going on. Is this particular, I'm being vague, but that's okay. This place started to grow a little bit more. And I heard the talk. I did. And I think it's so natural to want to just start complaining and get this sense of validation of the waning feelings that were going on and talk negatively about this, that, or the other thing. But for me, I was like, you know, what for? How, you know, as Dr. Teitelbaum said in my last segment, you know, you can have your self-righteous hissy fits of anger and it feels pretty darn good until it doesn't. And usually when you get all self-righteous and go on your own feelings and get very myopic, I would say, about what's going on, you end up doing things that hurt other people and you don't get what you need, what you want, and you hurt people in doing so, and then it doesn't feel good even more. So there's just a lot of negativity upon a lot of negativity upon a lot of negativity. But that would be my definition of a victim, right? That this is being done to me, that these changes I don't like. And that's where I ask the question, in any situation for you, you know, you can choose to be a victim, or these perceived changes, you know, can they be a creative cause for you? Can you be a creative cause? Yes, you can gossip, you can protest, or is it an opportunity to just reassess your own needs, right? So, you know, is it to choose a new relationship? Is it maybe to choose a new place? Honor the situation, honor the relationships, honor the social and emotional support that you have had and how this particular part of your life has helped you grow into who you are. But now that you're empowered with awareness, because you're feeling something that's not there, or at least you're aware that it's not there. Maybe it was always there and you're just growing a little bit. So you increase your awareness, right? And then you just take responsibility for your experience and you move on with the grace and the appreciation for once was. I think that's so important. And so it is true, whether it's in work, in your family, with a significant other, not that others are not significant. I always thought that phrase was kind of funny, your significant other, as if all the other people in my life weren't significant. I was like, that's really, really hard to answer. I have a lot of significant people in my life. I really do. You know, so your family relationship, if it's at play, ask yourself. I think it's part of us continuing to become more and more who we are. Are you being a victim or a creative cause in your life? And of course, if you want to take a moment to journal and get your feelings out, or in a safe place, go ahead and just complain a little bit. I mean, sometimes, but have a cap on it, contain that, and actually maybe use that cue in your life as, uh-oh, maybe the fact that, wow, I'm really noticing that all I do when I talk about this person, or when I talk about this place, or when, you know, is complain. Maybe you can use that as a cue in your life that I'm falling into the very slippery slope, sometimes unconscious slope, of being a victim. Now, I kind of use this in my practice a lot, and I never want to point the finger at my patients and tell them, well, the reason that you're like this is because of you. I don't want that message to come across. But sometimes when I gently try to show people how they're kind of just how they're their own perpetrators, with sort of knowing better but not doing better, knowing, just having sometimes so much knowledge about clean eating. Well, they, you know, they're their own perpetrators, and I don't want to point the finger and blame them, but what I'm trying to do is empower them, because you have the ability to change that, right? If I can get them to understand that. So, all right, victim or creative cause? Go to the creative cause. It just makes such a big difference. I want to thank Kevin, as always, for keeping me on track and keeping everything on the straight and narrow here. You can follow us once again at Your Radio MD, Twitter, and Facebook. It's Dr. Lucille in Mindful Medicine.